Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Champion's Mind. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important, embracing imperfection. Now, raise your hand if you've ever felt like a total failure because you messed up. Come on, don't be shy. We've all been there. Whether it's tripping on stage in front of a crowd, sending that embarrassing email to the wrong person, or just plain old missing a mark on a big project, we've all got our share of oops moments. But here's the thing, perfection is a myth. It's an illusion. Nobody's perfect, not even those seemingly flawless people you see on social media. The truth is, imperfection is actually what makes us human, what makes us unique and interesting. So today we're flipping that script, embracing the beautiful messiness of life, and learning how to turn our mistakes into stepping stones for growth. Here's the deal. Those so-called failures are actually gold mines of information. Every time you stumble, it's an opportunity to learn something new about yourself, your strengths, and your weaknesses. Think of it like this. Imagine a sculptor chipping away at a block of marble. They don't just start with a finished masterpiece in mind, they have to make cuts, adjust their approach, and even let go of some material to reveal the beauty within. Now, that takes courage, right? It takes vulnerability to admit you messed up and the willingness to learn from it. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. First things first, stop beating yourself up. Seriously. Dwelling on mistakes only drags you down. Instead of saying, I'm such a failure, try reframing it as that didn't go as planned, but what can I learn from this? Second, analyze the situation. What happened? Why did it happen? What could you have done differently? Don't just focus on the negative, look for any positive takeaways. Maybe you discovered a hidden strength or a new skill. Third, create an action plan. Based on your analysis, what steps can you take to avoid repeating the same mistake? Make it specific and actionable. For example, instead of saying I'll be more organized, try I'll start using a planner to schedule my tasks. Fourth, celebrate your progress. Every small victory counts. Acknowledge your effort and celebrate your growth. And finally, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. The important thing is to learn from them, move on, and keep striving for your goals. Ever feel like you're constantly putting pressure on yourself to be perfect? You know that feeling when you set unrealistic expectations and then crumble under the weight of it all? We've all been there. It happens to me all the time. I'm always setting these crazy goals to learn a new language, write a novel, run a marathon, you name it. And sometimes, I forget that Rome wasn't built in a day. Remember that epic scene in The Matrix when Neo learns to dodge bullets? It didn't happen overnight. He practiced relentlessly, even though he kept getting hit initially. Same with learning any new skill, it takes time, effort, and yes, some bumps along the road. So let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine your friend Sarah is trying out for the school play. She's really nervous because she wants to get the lead role. She puts in tons of work, memorizes her lines, practices her delivery, but during the audition, she completely freezes up. Her voice cracks, she forgets some lines, and it's a total disaster. Now, most people would crumble under that kind of pressure and think I'm never going to be good enough. But Sarah, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that it's just one audition, and decides to use it as a learning experience. She asks the director for feedback, identifies her weak points, and sets up extra practice sessions with her friend who's a drama major. The next time she auditions, she's more confident, more prepared, and even though she doesn't get the lead role, she gets offered a supporting part in another play. See what happened? She didn't let that initial setback define her. She embraced the imperfection, learned from it, and used that experience to grow. Remember, folks, embracing imperfection is not about being lazy or giving up on your goals. It's about approaching life with a more realistic and compassionate mindset. It's about understanding that mistakes are inevitable, learning from them, and using them as fuel to keep moving forward. So go out there, embrace the messiness, and don't be afraid to show up as your authentic self. You've got this. And remember, until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.